Both the Houses of Parliament have taken up discussion on the Union Budget 2024-2025. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha are also taking up discussion on the Budget of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-2025 simultaneously. Meanwhile, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has rejected the opposition's allegation of discrimination against some states in the Union Budget. Responding to the opposition charge during the zero hour in the Rajya Sabha today, she alleged that there is a deliberate attempt by the opposition led by the Congress to give the impression to people that nothing has been given to the opposition ruled states. She clarified that in every budget, one does not get an opportunity to name every state of the country. She added that if a particular state is not named in the budget speech, that does not mean that programs of the central government do not go to these states. When the House met for the day, Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge raised the issue alleging that the Union Budget is an attempt to save the government. He said opposition will protest against it. In the Lok Sabha, also opposition parties staged a walkout from the House over the same issue. The discussion is underway. Jammu Kashmir has not witnessed a single incident of organized stone pelting and organized hartal since 2023, and the foreign tourists' arrival has increased by 2.5 times in the Union Territory. The overall law and order scenario in Jammu and Kashmir has seen remarkable improvement after abrogation of Article 370. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today, Minister of State and Home Nityanand Rai said that after abrogation of Article 370, the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir has witnessed an era of peace, progress and prosperity. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government is committed to take all possible actions to control the spread of fake and misleading information which has the potential to weaken the country's democracy and create fissures in the society. He said this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Vaishnav said that the government has statutory and institutional mechanisms in place to address fake news on various media platforms. He said a fact-check unit has been set up under the Press Information Bureau, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in November 2019 to counter fake news relating to the central government. Minister for Communication and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, said out of 17,611 villages or habitation in the border areas of the country, around 16,818 villages are covered with mobile coverage. In a written reply in Lok Sabha today, Mr. Sindhya said 16,515 villages are covered with 4G mobile connectivity. He said the government, through funding from Universal Service Obligation, is implementing various schemes for providing mobile network coverage to uncovered villages of the country. Government today clarified that there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UG and restore state-wise entrance examinations at present amid controversies over the medical examination. This was stated by Minister of State for Education Dr. Sukanta Majumdar in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has arrived in India on his first official visit after assuming office. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed Mr. Lammy on his arrival in New Delhi. He will primarily hold talks on strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership and the India-UK Free Trade Agreement. Secretary Lammy will meet with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar this evening. In a significant move to clear pending cases and promote amicable settlements, the Supreme Court will organize special Lok Adalat from 29th July to the 3rd of next month. This initiative marks a milestone in the Supreme Court's 75th year of establishment. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud has appealed to citizens whose cases are pending before the Apex Court to take benefit from this initiative. In Nepal, 18 people were killed after a Saurya Airlines plane crashed during takeoff from Tribhuvan International Airport, Kathmandu today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.